What we have here is Exercise Lion Star, which is an allocated regimental level exercise, which takes place in Cyprus on a routine basis over the summer. And it's part of the army's growing a desire to make sure that reserve soldiers do exciting and challenging exercises and coming abroad into the heat and dust and the weather of Cyprus is an ideal place to do that. And so it's part of that growing desire to improve the way that reserve soldiers experience army life.
And can you just sort of explain, you said about the terrain and stuff, what is it actually like out here, doing stuff out here?
For September, it's seriously hot. I'm quite surprised how hot it is, actually. It's different, and that's the point. It's not dissimilar to some of the operations that we've been undertaking over the last 10 years in terms of Iraq and Afghanistan, so that's useful. It's hard, hot, sweaty terrain, which makes the soldiers work hard, but it also gives them an experience of conditions that are adverse, and so therefore they have to seriously think about how they operate, both in terms of the work, but also actually it's all about personal administration. You know, it is about surviving in some cases. And if you don't look after yourself, you know, after 3 or 4 days out here, you're pretty demolished as an individual and useless. So therefore, it's very important that they sort of look after themselves as much as anything else and then contribute to the wider, you know, activity that they're undertaking in order to sort of to deliver the effect.
And I mean, what kind of activities are they undertaking in this heat? Just for someone at home, you know, how much do they carry? What are they? How far are they walking? Things like that.
Well, I mean, they're walking. So far, I think they've already walked about. Well, I say walked. You know, it's not really walking, but they've moved, if you like, in a sort of military sense, in a sort of tactical environment, about 25, 30 kilometres already. And I think they've got another 5 or 6 kilometres to go. Now, it doesn't sound particularly a long way, but when you're carrying loads of kit, rifle, you're out in the heat of the day, it's 30-plus degrees up here at the moment. And, you know, as you can see, there's no clouds. It's very, very hot. Travelling those sort of distances, carrying all your stuff, carrying all your personal gear, carrying a weapon, carrying ammunition, carrying a light machine gun, for example, or whatever, actually is really hard. And even after 200 yards, you think you've had enough, let alone, you know, 20 kilometres. And then to stop, go into a battle environment where they're under threat, so they have to then operate as a force properly under sort of normal army restrictions, is actually very hard.